Welcome back, Tribe. So got an episode here from Matt Walsh. Of course, he's talking about the new height filter on Tinder. It was a matter of time before they did this. I had a feeling, like, why isn't a height filter a thing yet? Because this, the top 0.5% men are now going to get matches, watch. Unbelievable. I mean, I don't mind. Are they going to put a weight filter next so men can filter for like 140 pounds and less? No, they won't. The double standards. Let's get into this.
Like Zillow for people. And that's a really bad thing because people are not objects. We've talked about Tinder recently and how generally awful it is and how men in particular shouldn't use it, but really nobody should use it. Here's more evidence to support that claim. TechCrunch reports, Tinder is leaning into dating app's reputation for superficiality with the launch of a new feature that lets paid subscribers add their height preferences to their profiles.
I want to say, do you guys remember this was an April Fool's? They're just saying, hey, April Fool's, we're not actually going to do a height test or preference, I mean, for the app. And then a few months later, here it is.
A Reddit user posted a photo of the new height setting in the Tinder app. A company spokesperson confirmed to TechCrunch that the discovery setting has been launched as a global test.
Uh-huh.
So they're adding a height preference.
And a feature, no less.
This is a feature for women, obviously. I mean, men can use it too, I guess, but women are the ones concerned about height. I've never met a man who cares about a woman's height, right? I mean, if she's freakishly tall or something, like if she's taller than me, you know, then that might be an issue for some guys. But generally, height is not something that men are thinking about with respect to women. So this is a feature for women to filter out, or at least get recommendations that filter out short guys. And as I said, this is just more evidence for why you shouldn't be on the dating apps in the first place. We've already talked about how the deck is stacked against men on the dating apps. There are fewer women, and the women get on average much, much, much more attention than men get. But, and you know, so it's stacked against men, but really for both men and women, the whole thing is so dehumanizing. It really is. Doesn't have to be, right? It's, you can have dating websites, matchmaking type services and so on. And dating websites that aren't dehumanizing, that are actually trying to help people who are serious adults looking for serious relationships find other people who are serious adults or looking for serious relationships and have the same kinds of values. You know, those kinds of sites used to exist. Maybe they still do. I don't know. But that's not Tinder, because Tinder treats you like an object. And when I hear about Tinder, it reminds me, every time I hear something about Tinder or some new update, it reminds me, the way people talk about it, it reminds me of something like Zillow, you know, the real estate website where you can go and find houses that you are for sale if you're looking to buy a house. And, you know, I have a lot of experience. I have no experience on Tinder. I have a lot of experience with Zillow because we've purchased a lot of houses one at a time. I'm not saying we only own one house. I'm saying we've moved a lot. So we've had to one at a time. We've bought houses and sold them, unfortunately. So we've switched houses many times. So anyway, on Zillow, you can narrow down your search with like this extensive list of specifications. And there are specifications that will probably weed out houses that you would have otherwise liked, right? Because it's kind of arbitrary. Like you might put, when you're looking for a house, you might put that you want to see houses with 3+ bedrooms. And so it's only going to show you that. But there might be a house with 2 bedrooms and a bonus room or some other kind of room that you could make into a bedroom that has all the other things you're looking for, and it's an affordable price, and that you would have wanted to buy, but you're not going to see it because it's only giving you the specifications that you asked for. And this is what you do when you're looking to buy an object. You get really specific and choosy. I think everyone is like this. And it's this weird thing where even if you're kind of desperate for a house, I mean, I've been in this situation too, kind of desperate for a house, you need to buy a house, even if maybe, you know, you're not a millionaire, you don't have a lot of money. So it's not like you have dozens and dozens of options to choose from. You're kind of in a, like a, you think in a sort of a beggars can't be choosers situation. You still become picky about weird things because online shopping, even online house shopping, just has that effect. And you scroll through all the houses, you see one that you kind of like, you swipe through the pictures, right? And, you know, and then you see something like it, you don't like the way the staircase looks, or you don't like the countertops or something like that. And then you just move on to the next house. And like I said, you can get this way about house shopping on Zillow, even if you're kind of desperate for a house, even if you don't have a lot of money. This is just how online shopping, this is what it does to you. right? This is how it is when you got so many options and you can be so specific and so picky, including about things that don't actually matter that much or things that you could change about.
It's funny how I guess you could call these the mainstream YouTuber channels like Daily Wire and all this stuff are now having red pill talking points. We were saying this stuff like 5 years ago and it was considered misogyny, you know, anti-woman, far right, blah, 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 blah. We're getting labeled crazy, radicalist, femme-hating culture. Yeah, it's just common sense. We're literally watching it happen live, and now the rest of the world, mainstream media, and the mainstream YouTubers are catching up.
The house, and wouldn't cost you much to do it. Still, you just, that's how we're programmed to be when we're shopping for something online. And it's one thing when your mind works this way, when you're looking for an object, like a house or a car or, I don't know, fishing lures. I just bought a bunch of new fishing lures. So I'm thinking about that. But so you can do that with objects. The problem is that dating apps seem to make you look at people that way. Okay. Tinder is like Zillow for people, right? Or Amazon for people. And that's a really bad thing because people are not objects. They're people. And you're going to do the same thing you do with Zillow, where you put in your physical specifications that you want, and you're almost definitely weeding out people who could have had a very meaningful relationship with. You could have had a permanent, you could have married them. But you know, because maybe they didn't fit one little specification that you had, but they got everything else you could possibly want in a person. And that other thing really doesn't matter that much. But you're not even going to see that person because you've weeded them out. And so it's just bad. It's like, it's not how, this is not how human relationships work. You can't, it can't work this way at scale. It never has. There's no precedent for it. There's no analog to this in human history. This is not how people, it is inherently dehumanizing and objectifying for both men and women. And on top of that, the specifications aren't even evenly applied, because if you're going to allow women to narrow down a search based on height, then, as many people have pointed out, and I agree, you should allow men to narrow specifications based on what is important to them physically, which would be weight.
Not just weight, though. Let's be real. If we're going to get down to height, okay, I want it fully. I want hair color. I want eye color, skin color. I want income. I want every single thing that you look. I want body counts. I don't care if it's hard to prove. I want it all on there. I just want to see. Let me choose the perfect criteria. And if there's anybody on this app that matches that, send them my way. And we'll go from there. How about that? How about let's really get it? And I want a questionnaire too that women can tell on themselves with. Do you believe in astrology? Or questions like, what's your favorite sign or gemstone or chakra? Or do you believe in magic stones? Stuff like that. What's your favorite TV show? What's your favorite movie? I want people, the more information they volunteer, you don't even need to meet them. You could just see down the list, Sex in the City, drama music, Cardi B listens to that, makes $20,000 a year. Oh, it's 40 grand in debt. Okay, next. Oh, doesn't have the hair color on the fort. Next. Skin color on the fort. Next. We should even prompt people to read a sentence. You know, like, hey, my name is blah, and I signed up to Tinder, and I'm looking forward to meet you. I just want to see, because I'm trying to hear that fucking ignorance in the voice. Yeah? Valley Girl Caitlin? Next. Shaquandra? Next. From the hood? We don't want it. Next. Sound like she's missing a tooth? Meth Molly? Next. We're trying to hear for that. Look, if you gave people these options, I'm sure plenty of people would pay more for the service as long as you were honest about showing them how many of these people are even available in the area. I guarantee you people would be shocked that when you filter out for all of that shit, truly, and you get decent matches, or I should say potential matches, you'd see that the pool of available candidates is so small, it's not even worth paying for the service. And this is where they get you. Yeah, single mother filter. Do you got kids? Big one. Look at someone else's body count filter. Oh, I'll only date 6 feet or taller. A few moments later, we're all the good men. Yeah. This guy says, I'm 5'8", and upon learning this, I cancel my account. I will no longer give them my money if no one is going to see my profile. Former matchmaker here. This is a woman. It radicalized me. Height and politics are the two things women are using to self-sabotage and then complain that there's no good men out there. Yeah, politics, that's another one. Who'd you vote for? How much have you paid in tax? Do you take in tax money? Do you own assets? And what assets do you own? That'd be a beautiful questionnaire. Oh, and then for the men, if we're going to pay for a service, at least add this, like the reverse catfish filter where it takes makeup off. Somebody needs to design an AI app that can accurately reconstruct what a woman's face looks like without any makeup and any additions. The cum catcher eyelashes and whatever other crazy crap they put on there. If we have a detection software that automatically wipes filters and even takes the pictures given and removes the angles, gives you full frontals and side pictures, oh, it'd be great. That'd be so nice. And then penalize people, ban them if they don't keep up. So you can't be sending me a picture of you 10 years ago when you were half your weight. No thanks. There's so many positive changes. I think these are all coming. It's only a matter of time because these applications are losing their value proposition. They suck at matching you with people. They're gatekept like crazy. They don't show you profiles that otherwise should be shown to you based on those metrics that would make you a good match because everybody has a little ELO score. They know what your little real world attractive score is based on how many people swiped for you and against you. So once the value proposition dries up enough, once enough men leave, they're going to have to come up with new ways to make these apps useful and draw women in. Because if there's no women on the apps, men won't pay. The reason they added the height filter, as much as men want to be mad, this is a boon for them if more women sign up. So first, all the features that will be available will be catered towards women. But by the trickle down economics of it, we will get some of those features too. Like we can search for height for women, like he said, but it's useless for men most of the time, unless you're looking for a strong 10 out of 10 breeder. So she's got to be like 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", or taller. Otherwise, well, actually they have no choice. They have to institute these changes. It'll be women centric, but eventually it will benefit men too. They have no choice. Nobody's using these apps anymore. If they banned filtered pics, 95% of the women wouldn't be on there anymore. I once seen an article that read, plus size women don't like dating fat men. This basically summed up the double standard. Only 14% of American men are 6 feet or taller. So you're losing 86% of the men with that demand. Yep, another reason not to use dating apps. What do you guys think? For the short kings out there, life's getting hard. Told you. Go overseas. Go find some pygmy populations. Just fucking with you guys. Honestly, though, overseas life way better. Height doesn't matter as much. They're more pragmatic. Like, you know, if you earn good money, if you could provide for a nice, stable family, a lot of things get overlooked. It's more holistic in that sense. Dating in the West is completely superficial. Height, money, millionaire lifestyle, asshole, play games, all this stuff. It's no. And the women are the same. They play games. They're fake, head to toe, plastic, silicone everywhere, all that stuff. No, avoid it. Avoid it. It's not worth it. And dating apps overseas apparently are really good too, depending on the areas you go and, you know, how you stand out. So stop fishing if the water's polluted, boys. And currently, we're swimming in radioactive waters in the West. That's life. We'll see you on the next one.